I'm going to ask Brother Bill to just refocus our attention to verses 5 through 8. 5 through 8 for this session.
Again, the third epistle of John, verses 5 through 8. Beloved, thou dost faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth.
In our first reading, we looked at the testimony that was given concerning Gaius, of a person who the truth was evident in him, and his walk was consistent with that truth. We talked about that truth being really the embodiment of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Gaius was really a true reflector, really demonstrated and showed how his life was tied and linked to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the truth. When we come to this section, one of the things that immediately leaps off the page, and what I hope that we can gain from this session, is very often in our own Christian walk and experience, we get lost in terms of what it is that we're to be about. We get lost for a variety of reasons. We lose our perspective because we get occupied with legitimate things, taking care of our families, providing for our needs, and we can lose the perspective. And one of the things I hope that we can gain from this study in these four verses is being adjusted in our perspective as to what is vital and important for us to be doing. In the first chapter, in the first reading, it's more about what we are. It is allowing the truth to possess us and to govern our desires, interests, and pursuits, prospering. But then there is the idea of working, the idea of doing. And hopefully from the example of Gaius, we might get some insight as to what is it that we're to be about? What should we be doing while we're here in a day of ruin, in a day of hard situations? What is it that we can learn from Gaius's life and John's commendation of him that what we are to be about? There's several things that come out in this reading, and I hope with the Lord's help that we might walk away from here with a renewed energy and a renewed perspective that, you know what, I'm here for a purpose. I'm here with a divine agenda that we can be pursuing, and maybe we can learn a couple of those things from this reading this afternoon. So he begins this section with, again, beloved. The whole communication is rooted and based out of a solid, firm relationship with Gaius. He loved him. He was rejoicing in his progress and his movements. And now he addresses him and says, beloved. And if we just stop at the second phrase, thou doest faithfully whatsoever you do. And I think there's a whole lot of lesson just in that one phrase. If we understand, and you know, John alluded to it this morning, when we look at the Christian life, when we look at the Christian walk, we are very often guilty of compartmentalization. Mm-hmm. And what that means is, you know, this is my work life. This is my home life. Mm-hmm. This is when I go to meeting. Mm-hmm. This is when I play. This is when I take vacation. and we kind of treat them as if they're separate entities, as opposed to seeing them as one whole. And the thought that comes out in the idea of whatsoever you do, he says, what you do faithfully, and whatsoever you do, is a very powerful statement that all of our lives, every part of our lives, ought to be marked by a specific characteristic of faithfulness to God, and always everything is unto Him. In Romans, it tells us, you know, even when we eat, it's a matter of, you know, a faith experience in terms of relating to how in eating, it's something that we do, take for granted. But that's something that we do before the Lord. In Colossians, it tells us, whatsoever we do it heartily as unto the Lord. That all of life in the Christian experience is measured and tempered by the reality of what's going on inside. And so it's a remarkable statement that what you do faithfully, thou doest faithfully whatsoever you do. We'll get to the second part of that phrase later. But just the idea of what are we doing? How are we doing what we're doing? Is it characterized by faithfulness? Is it characterized with the idea that what we do for the glory of God?
So when we think of this commendation in verse 5, we just want to take a moment and say, well, what was he doing? You know, it doesn't mention Gaius as the one who is perhaps in a public role, preaching the word, preaching the gospel, but he is assisting those that are doing that. So he's doing, we might say, a silent work, but it's just as important. And he recognizes, and the apostles recognizing that in his activity, he's doing it faithfully. So even if he is not the one to maybe preach the word or present the gospel, he is helping those that are. And, you know, this is a practical service to the Lord. We're talking about service for the Lord. We may not be in the mission field per se, but we can certainly pray for the missionaries. We can support them financially. We may not be traveling around to assemblies ministering the word, but we can help somebody who is doing that activity. And it's a good work, and it's a commendable work. And this is what he was doing faithfully, specifically, being very practical now. How would these brethren and strangers manage if they didn't have help? And where would this help come from? The world? Certainly not. It shouldn't. And they didn't want it from the world, as we will read. They want it from the body of Christ. And this is how they were to move about and be helped by other believers. And Gaius was faithful in this work. So don't think it a lesser work. Don't think of it as something less important. Maybe I'm not gifted in certain ways, but I can still help. I can be a helper. And that's a great gift, you know. That's even described in Romans, the gift of helps. So I think what Gaius is doing here, he's doing it, and he's doing it faithfully. Not as well, nobody else is doing it, I have to do it. No, he wants to do it, you know. He wants to do it. And this is really the commendation here we have in verse 5 and 6.